Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information after a pedestrian died in a crash outside Letterkenny on Friday morning last. Kieran McGard from the Glebe in Letterkenny, who was in his 30s, lost his life in the collision just before 6 a.m. Sergeant Charlene Anderson has this appeal.
Gardaí are investigating a fatal road traffic collision involving a lorry and a pedestrian that occurred on the R245 at Maharennan in Letterkenny shortly before 6 a.m. on Friday morning, the 15th of March. The pedestrian, a male in his 30s, was sadly pronounced dead at the scene. The lorry driver was uninjured. So we're appealing this morning for any witnesses to the collision to come forward, any road users who may have dash cam footage, and anyone that was travelling on the R245 at Maharennan in Letterkenny between the hours of 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. that morning. We'd ask them to make the footage available if they have it to Gardaí, or indeed they can come and speak to us at Letterkenny Garda Station, or they can contact the Garda Confidential Line on 1800 666 111.
Meanwhile, three people were seriously injured in a multi-vehicle collision on Wednesday at around 10 p.m. at Listeran on the Kilmacrennan Road. Sergeant Anderson is urging anyone with information to come forward.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to a three-vehicle collision that occurred on the N56. And this occurred at Listeran in Letterkenny on Wednesday, the 13th of March at approximately 10 p.m. Now, two of the drivers and one passenger were taken to hospital to receive medical treatment for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. So once again, if anyone witnessed the collision, we'd ask them to contact Gardaí in Milford, this time on 91 53060. Of course, if anyone travelled on that stretch of road around the time, we'd ask them if they have dash cam footage once again to make that available to Gardaí in Milford.
The EU Petitions Committee has unanimously voted to adopt a report on defective concrete blocks. Midlands Northwest MEP Luke Ming-Flanagan says the report is vindication of the tireless campaigning of affected homeowners, validation of the unprecedented situation they find themselves in, and starkly sets out the severe failures at national level to address the issue. The adoption of the report follows a deputation visiting Donegal and other affected counties to see firsthand the scale of the crisis. MEP Flanagan says the petitioners have striven to ensure this never happens again, and he believes their vision and foresight is very different to the perspective of the state.
I have great admiration for the people who are involved in this, the petitioners. When they looked at this, they weren't just trying to make sure that this didn't happen to them, but they wanted to make sure that this would never happen again in Ireland and that it wouldn't affect people in the future. So the report recommends that there be a public inquiry and that there be a clearer picture when it comes to identifying and holding accountable those that are responsible. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's down to the Irish government to do this, whether it's the current government or whether it's the next government, which may include Sinn Féin and other parties. From now on, though, one thing is clear. The state can claim that it's doing absolutely everything that's possible, because now it's clear that it isn't. And now we have a higher body saying that. We have a body that introduced the market surveillance regulations in the first place, saying that Ireland needs to do more. And obviously, you can bring a horse to water and you can force it to drink. But at the moment, we have the Irish government, which is a horse, looking into that barrel, looking at its reflection. And the reflection tells them they have failed people miserably.
There is, however, disappointment that a Sinn Féin amendment calling for the need for a 100% redress scheme to be included in the report was voted down. Midlands Northwest MEP Chris McManus believes it was a missed opportunity.
I think what could have been a comprehensive victory for the people of Donegal, Mayo and Sligo, who were impacted by the defective block scandal, has been severely missed. And I know the campaigners are now asking councillors and TDs, and indeed reaching out to ourselves as MEPs, looking for clarification exactly on how political groups voted on this specific amendment on the 100% redress scheme and having it included in the report. So I'm going to take the opportunity to call on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael representatives to outline how their respective groups, the EPP and Renew, voted about this amendment at this morning's petitions committee meeting, because like I said, is families deserve justice, and we in Sinn Féin have supported that campaign for 100% redress. That is why we wanted this included in the report. Instead, the report now states that the enhanced effective concrete blocks grant scheme is a very ambitious and comprehensive plan. And we know that's not the case. The thing that we need is a 100% redress scheme. That opportunity was missed. And Irish political representatives need to explain how their European political parties voted this morning.
The busy bank holiday weekend added further pressure on nursing staff already dealing with a severe overcrowding crisis. 651 people, including 14 children, are waiting for beds in hospitals around the country. There were 38 people without beds at Letterkenny University Hospital. 9 of them were waiting on a trolley in the emergency department. Colin Porter of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says members are doing all they can but need more staff on the front line.
My members are seeing their colleagues who are retiring or leaving for other reasons not being replaced. And these are nurses and midwives that are in key patient-facing positions. The HSE, I suppose they need to stop treating this as an accounted exercise and recognise the impact that it's having on patient safety and patient care.
A man was injured during an attack in Ballintra in the early hours of yesterday morning. Shortly before 1:30 a.m, the man was set upon by two other men in the main street area. Gardaí are urging anyone who witnessed the assault or who has any information to contact them in Ballyshannon. The Taoiseach just says Israel bears responsibility for restrictions on food, water and health supplies in Gaza. It comes as a UNICEF report found half of Gaza's population face catastrophic food insecurity and an imminent famine. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has called for restrictions on aid into Gaza to be lifted immediately. UNICEF Ireland's Peter Power says there's an urgent need for aid in the enclave.
Simply, aid is being restricted. Not enough aid is being let in. It's there in massive quantities. It's there, ready, willing and available to get in, but it's being restricted. And that's not just UNICEF. Everybody, all the agencies on the ground are saying that.
It's claimed a super trawler factory is hoovering up fish off the coast of Donegal. Sinn Féin's fisheries and marine spokesperson, Donegal Deputy Paddy McLaughlin, has highlighted how Dutch corporation PVP being permitted to fish in Donegal waters is in stark contrast to 14-year-old Maureen Kavanagh from Armour Island, who recently wrote to Minister Charney McConnogh describing how for generations her family have been in the fishing industry, but now they are suffering as a result of fishing quotas. Deputy McLaughlin says it's beggar's belief.
Around the same time all this was happening, I managed to read a very long article that focused on a huge Dutch corporation called Parlevliet and Van der Plas, or known as PVP, a massive corporation. And this corporation, based in Holland, you would see super trawlers every year. In fact, the two biggest super trawlers in the world are owned by this company, and factory ships, huge factory ships. And they do this perfectly legally because they buy up quota. So in a lot of member states, a lot of European countries, they sell quota that is supposed to be belonging to their people. But they sell it to corporations, and this corporation has just been buying up quota left, right and centre across a wide range of countries. They have about 1.5 billion in revenue. They are subsidised heavily by the European Union. You see two different Europes and two different common fisheries policy. One for the likes of Maureen Kavanagh and, you know, small-scale fishermen, or indeed Irish fishermen in general, and fishing communities, and for the likes of this huge corporation. And you have a situation where they preach to us about sustainability and sustainability of the catch while we're sitting out looking at a small city.
An investigation has been launched in Derry after an early morning petrol bomb attack. Shortly after 4 a.m, two petrol bombs were thrown at a property in the Racecourse Drive area, causing some scorch damage to a PVC window. Evidence recovered from the scene will now be examined. Police are appealing for information. A man in his early 30s who was attacked with what is understood to be a sword in Cork has died in hospital. Emergency services were called to the scene at Newton Road in Cove after 8 o'clock last Friday night. Jimmy O'Hara has this report.
The man was attacked at a petrol station car park at around 9 p.m. last Friday and was pronounced dead this afternoon at Cork University Hospital. No arrests have been made and an incident room has been set up at Cove Garda Station. A post-mortem examination will take place tomorrow and the results will determine the course of the investigation. Gardaí are appealing for anyone with dashcam footage from the Newtown Road area between 8:45 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. to contact them.
A 40% increase in Ireland's contribution to the UN World Food Programme has been announced. Agriculture, Food and Marine Minister Charlie McConnell committed €105 million in funding to the programme over the next 3 years during his St Patrick's Day expedition to the East African region. He met also with Mount Charles woman Mary Ellen McGroarty, who is country director for the UNWFP in South Sudan. Minister McConnell says the increase in funding reflects the generosity of Ireland as a nation.
The work that and the contribution that the Irish government makes on behalf of the Irish people is really important in that context. And I was glad, as part of the visit, to announce a 40% increase in Ireland's contribution to the World Food Programme for the next 3 years as part of the visit to Africa.
And that is significant. As you highlighted, the plight that is ongoing there, this will be a huge contribution.
It's going to be really important, actually. Ireland is now the largest per capita donor to the World Food Programme in the world. And that's a reflection of the importance that Ireland puts on supporting work such as this. And that's very much in tune with our past and our heritage as well, because Irish people, through the missions over many years when our state wasn't strong, left a massive print in areas such as East Africa, and were responsible for much of the heritage and thoughts and affection there is for the Irish people and Ireland as a nation in a country such as South Sudan, Ethiopia and Kenya, and in that region in general. So we continue that work today through support of the country and also supporting the work of the many Irish people, many of whom I met, including our own Mary Ellen McGroarty, in this region, who are doing massively important work supporting people who really need it in terms of addressing hunger issues, but also really importantly in terms of supporting development work to ensure that the people can become more resilient and have the capacity to produce food within their own hands in the years ahead through support through the World Food Programme.
It's 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with athletics, and there was medal success today for Donegal athletes at the European Masters in Turin, Poland. Finn Valley's Kay Byrne won individual bronze in her category in the 8K cross country. Kay also helped Ireland to team gold, while her clubmate Noreen Bonner was just outside the medals as she finished fourth in her age category. Finn Valley's Sinead McConnell took a brilliant silver in the W55 3K walk event. McConnell's time of 16:10.74 was a season's best. Tyrconnell's Shane Toolan missed out on a place in the M65 60 metres. He finished in ninth place in 8:63 seconds. Moving on to athletics, and the Northwest counties have representation on the three nominees for the GAA.ie Player of the Week. Donegal's Patter Mogan, Tyrone's Dara Canavan and Derry's Shane McGuigan. They'll battle it out for the online vote, with the winner to be announced on Wednesday morning. Mogan summoned a dynamic display as Donegal secured promotion to the Alliance Football League, defeating Kildare at Netwatch Cullen Park. Mogan finished with 5 points from play. And a brilliant Dara Canavan goal capped an important victory for Tyrone against Monaghan. The Errigal Kieran star scored 1-7 for the Red Hands. And the in-form Shane McGuigan, he contributed 1-6 as Derry enjoyed an impressive win over Mayo and Castlebar. All three are also on the team of the week. They're joined by Tyrone goalkeeper Niall Morgan and Derry cornerback Connor McCluskey. Elsewhere in Gaelic games, there's club action this evening in the Ulster Football Senior League. Dunamore of Tyrone play Gwydor in the Ulster League semi-final. The game is at the Tyrone GA Centre in Gairvahi and starts at 7:45. The winners play Swatra of Derry in the final on Sunday. Moving on to soccer in perspective, Republic of Ireland international Sammy Smotic says stories linking him to Hungary were nonsense. The Blackburn forward qualifies for both countries through his grandparents, but says he was never interested in representing Hungary. Hungary boss Marco Rossi claimed Smotic used Hungary links to leverage an Ireland call-up. Smotic says it was frustrating to read Rossi's comments.
It is, yeah, it is frustrating because he doesn't know me. He doesn't know, you know, them things to say about me, and especially after not even speaking to anyone, it just came out the blue. But like I said, I'm fully focused on Ireland, and you know that's background noise. You know, people can write things on Twitter and say things on Twitter, but you know, until you hear it from myself, you know that's all nonsense.
Romelu Lukaku, he has joined the list of Belgium absentees ahead of Saturday's friendly with the Republic of Ireland. The Roma striker's nursing a hip problem. Kevin De Bruyne has also been allowed to skip the trip to Dublin, staying in Manchester to tend to a groin injury. And the Palestine FA has written to FIFA requesting sanctions to be imposed on Israeli football. They say the Israeli Football Association is complicit in the Israeli government's abuses against Palestine football. The Palestine FA want the matter on the agenda at FIFA's next Congress in May. And the Women's Champions League reaches the quarter-final stage this evening. First up, Chelsea, they're away to Ajax from 5:45. And there's an 8 o'clock start of the meeting between Benfica and Lyon. The Irish League Championship, there's a couple of games down for decision tonight. Ards, they play Portadown. Newington Youth, they host bottom club Knockbreda. FAI Schools Tom Tisher Junior National Cup semi-final for under 17 large schools played today up in Sligo. Abbey Vocational School lost out to Rice College Westport by 4-0. In rugby, Billy Burns will move from Ulster to Munster in the off-season. The former Ireland out-half has agreed a one-year deal at Thomond Park, where he'll replace the Bordeaux-bound Joey Carberry. And interim Ulster head coach Richie Murphy has suggested he'd be interested in keeping the position in the long term. His first game in charge will come on Saturday in Durban away to the Sharks. Ireland scrum coach John Fogarty is linked up with Murphy's coaching staff, also in a short-term capacity. And Connacht, they hope to have Mac Hansen back in action by the end of the month. The Irish winger missed the Six Nations with a shoulder injury. In other news, Ireland centre Bundy Aki is one of four players on a shortlist for the Six Nations Player of the Championship Award. The Connacht player was suffering with a knee issue but still managed to start four out of the five matches and played a key role in winning the tournament. The winner is chosen by a public vote with Ben Earl of England, Scotland's Duhan van der Merwe and Italian centre Tommaso Monticello also in the running. Finally, for this evening in snooker, two Irish players suffered a deciding frame heartache in the World Snooker Open in China today. Cork's Aaron Hill was defeated 5-4 by Li Haoxian. Lou's reward for winning that is a meeting with Ronnie O'Sullivan in the next round. While Jordan Brown, he also lost 5-4 to Chris Weglin. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Gardaí are appealing for information after a car was stolen in Letterkenny last week. The blue Nissan Qashqai with a registration of 07CE6346 was taken from St Junan's Court on Tuesday morning last. Gardaí are asking anybody with information to contact them in Letterkenny. The HSE says the only protection against measles is vaccination and is urging people who need one to book it. It has announced details of its MMR catch-up campaign today after a rise in cases in the UK and Europe. The health service has opened an online portal for bookings, but GPs will also be sending invites to registered patients. Dr. Lucy Jessop, director of the HSE National Immunisation Office, says measles can cause serious issues.
It is a very unpleasant disease. You get very high temperature, cough, runny nose, but it's the complications that we're really particularly worried about. So about one in five people with measles will be admitted to hospital. You can get a bacterial pneumonia, or indeed the virus can affect your lungs and give you pneumonitis, and it can also affect your brain, and you can get encephalitis as well.
Weather now, tonight will be cloudy with scattered showers at first. More persistent rain and drizzle will develop overnight with lowest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information after a pedestrian died in a crash outside Letterkenny on Friday morning last. Kieran McGard from the Glebe in Letterkenny, who was in his 30s, lost his life in the collision just before 6 a.m. The EU Petitions Committee has unanimously voted to adopt a report on defective concrete blocks. There is, however, disappointment that a Sinn Féin amendment calling for the need for a 100% redress scheme to be included in the report was voted down. An investigation has been launched in Derry after an early morning petrol bomb attack. Shortly after 4 a.m, two petrol bombs were thrown at a property in the Racecourse Drive area. And a 40% increase in Ireland's contribution to the UN World Food Programme has been announced. Agriculture, Food and Marine Minister Charney McConnoch committed €105 million in funding to the programme over the next 3 years during his St Patrick's Day expedition to the East African region. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, March the 19th. The death has taken place of Anthony Dunworth Clooney Remelton, reposing at his home from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the oncology ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney funeral directors. The death has occurred of Trevor Melly, Litchermack Award. His remains will repose at his father and mother's house at Glengash, Ardra, tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, going to his late residence in Litchermack Ward, where he will repose from 12 noon until 11 o'clock. Funeral mass in St Bridget's Church, Litchermack Ward, on Friday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Pieta House, care of Derek McCabe funeral directors. The death has taken place of Pierce McCauley, formerly of Fountain Street, Strabane, reposing at his sister Siobhan Doherty's home, 16 Brookfield, Strabane. Funeral leaving his sister's home on Thursday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of John Fisher, Umla, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence, Umla House, Carrigart, until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Funeral service at his home on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with removal to Carrigart Presbyterian Church afterwards for funeral service. Interment afterwards in the family burial ground. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Bridget Boyce, née Murray, The Pans, Cranford. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Cool. Interment afterwards in Milford Cemetery. At Bridget's request, the house is private. No flowers, donations to the Donegal Hospice if desired. The death has occurred of Sally Kelly, Liz Mulladuff, Crossroads, Killigordon, reposing at the family home. Funeral from the family home on Thursday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorlar, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Terry Smith, 39 Retreat Park, Athlone, Westmeath, and formerly Bridgend, Donegal. Terry will be reposing at his residence, 39 Retreat Park, Athlone, today and tomorrow from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Athlone, on Thursday morning at 10:30, followed by cremation afterwards in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, at 3 o'clock. Family flowers only, donations if desired, in lieu to the Irish Cancer Society. The death has taken place of John O'Neill, Boya, Porthall, County Donegal and formerly of Camas Road, Strabane. John is reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock tonight with rosary at 8 o'clock. Fiona leaving his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnston for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Derry City Cemetery. House private pleas before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Niall Carberry, Pound Street, Rathmullen and formerly of Mina Dawn, Fintown. Niall is reposing at his home. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock with family time please from after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. The funeral mass will be streamed on mcn.live. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.